A top government official said today that Pakistan did everything it could to protect Benazir Bhutto from an assassination attempt she escaped yesterday. Bhutto has blamed al-Qaeda and Taliban militants for the attack against her, which also left 139 people dead, and vowed she was ready to risk her life to restore democracy to her homeland. She also hinted that government officials could have been involved, a charge the government has rejected. We spoke with Bishop Anthony Lobo of Islamabad. He says Bhutto believes that remnants of a previous military dictator are entrenched within the government.
Benazir herself thinks that it's the remnants of the previous military dictator Ziaul Haq, who was fundamentalist in his interpretation of Islam and tried to keep in power by doing what is called Islamization of everything. So it becomes very difficult to try to put the country back on track. He wanted to use these fundamentalists and extremists to keep in power. And it seems now they are entrenched, and Benazir tries to undo all this, but it's not so easy. That explained why they made such a savage attack. They are determined to get her back out of the country so that they can carry on their business as usual.